It's time for the Pestrogen Podcast with your hosts, Jenny and Candace.
Welcome back, all my pesty besties everywhere. Thank you for joining us again for another episode of the Pestrogen Podcast. I am your co-host, Candace. Alongside, as always, is the beautiful Jenny. How you doing, girl? How's your week been? Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Hi. I'm doing good. I'm happy I had the day off today. I got to relax. I really didn't really do much other than do stuff that I've been putting off for a while. Clean the cab of my truck. You know, a nice lazy Mother's Day. I haven't been able to get a hold of my own mother yet. I've called her twice. She hasn't answered, so I'll spam her again later. So for Mother's Day, my daughter, who is in fourth grade, made me a cute picture, and it says, "I love you," and on the bottom it says Pestrogen, and around the words, it has little ants, and I love it.
Yeah. That's so cute. And the little butterfly.
So, yeah.
She's so cute.
She is so cute. What did your babies get for you for Mother's Day?
My oldest, Kyra, got me a really cute card, which, of course, I don't have over here with me. But it's, you know, like saying how much of an awesome mom I am.
That's right.
I got 3 energy drinks. I always get energy drinks for, like, birthday and stuff like that. And then I got some yummy chocolate,
which I have already tried
because I love chocolate and raspberry. Oh, it's like my thing.
And right.
What else did I get from Kyra? Oh, I got some like Lego flowers that that they said they were going to put together for me, so I don't have to do it. So I'm not working for my present. I do actually have Lego roses up in my kitchen because I love getting flowers. I hate having to throw them away. It always makes me so sad, especially because my kiddos give them to me and then I'm like, thanks for the gift. And now it's in the garbage.
Yep.
And so it always makes me so sad. Like I will like try to keep them forever. I'm like, okay, I gotta go now. And then Jude has spent like the last, oh God, probably close to a month in his metal/welding class. And made me a metal rose.
That's beautiful. I love it.
Made it all. It's got little barbed wire for the thorns.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and it's a pretty good size. Yeah, there we go. See, it's pretty good size. I even have his initials on it right there.
Oh, that's cute. But yeah,
I know. I was so like I knew it was coming from a metal shop class. They told me.
Yeah.
His house has construction where he made like a little wooden box, but he gave that to Brandon, which is fine. So, because he told me he was making something, I was like, well, is it coming from metal shop or wood shop? And he was like, metals. And I'm like, oh, cool.
Right. That makes it interesting.
I did not think it was going to be a flower, though. That was super cool. I was so surprised.
Mine also has aluminum foil in it. If you see, she did like a I don't know how I have not asked her how they did that, but she's got aluminum foil in there.
That's cool.
Yes. Also, when I held that up, it just reminded me a super amazing mom that we've had on our podcast before, Amber. She has been virtually teaching me how to do my nails. And nice. I got one successfully done today. Now I gotta do the rest. But yeah. It took a few times to get it right. So,
I bet.
Yeah. So, but that's pretty awesome. For that's the power of the internet, man.
Yeah, she always does such a good job.
I know.
It just shocks me.
Yeah. I was like, wow. She'll post a picture and I'm like, oh my God, that's so cute. Which I used to go get my nails done, but ain't nobody got time for that. Like,
right.
So
it's like between working and being a mom and sleeping sometime, when are we doing nails?
Exactly.
I don't even know.
Nope. Yeah. That's why I only got one done still just sitting here at home, which I have things I could be sitting here doing, like, classes and stuff while I do my nails, so that's pretty cool. So
that's handy.
Yeah. But how was your week?
It was not too bad. Still, you know, towards the beginning of the month, so it's a little bit slower, but steady. I mean, it's not, you know, one thing. But I can't think of anything crazy that happened this week. It's just been kind of just flowing through. I had a run-in with a dog at the beginning of the week. It's healing already, though, so that's good.
Good, yeah.
That's about the extent of it. I got to see lots of my favorite dogs towards the end of the week, and they're all big dogs. one of them being a Doberman, and she's like the first Doberman I ever had like actual contact with. She is the sweetest thing. I'll knock on the door and I'll hear woo 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 woo, and I go, "Oh, Mariah," and she instantly stops. And then Mom opens the door and like her little hair is standing up, and then she sees me and her little tiny tail just and then out she comes, me and you know, her mom sit there and talk for like half an hour, and she's just leaning on me the whole time while I'm scratching her head.
That's cute. It's great.
I've always had good relationships with big dogs. It's always the little ones that are,
yeah,
they get you. Yeah. They're shifty.
What kind of dog was it that bit you?
I'm not 100%. I know it's a mix, but it's a terrier of some sort. I can't remember exactly what he is. Mm-hmm. I know he's a good dog because I know his mom, you know,
yeah.
I went to college with her, and she's always, you know, done really well with her dogs, and you know, they're always kept up to date on their shots and everything. So I'm not worried about any of that. Yeah, and it barely broke the skin. Like I said, it's already like damn near like the scabs are almost coming off now.
That's so awesome.
I'm not too worried about that.
Yeah.
But, I think it might have just scared him just, you know, he's a little too territorial and I didn't realize it. So I'm not mad at him or anything for it. He did what he did. Whatever. Right. I mean, I'll be more leery of it next time. I won't stick my hand down there for him to smell it. So lesson learned on my part.
Right. Oh, that's many years ago. I went to an interview for a kennel, and it was just like a normal kennel job. Like, I don't know if I was supposed to be caring for the animals or cleaning or whatever, but it was the interview. But I got bit by a beagle in the interview.
Oh God.
She was just, all she was doing was showing me around the place, and the person handling the beagle lost control of it, and it came and bit me. I was like, are you kidding me? So I, at the end of the interview, I was just like, I don't know. I don't think this is for me. Because, I mean, I love dogs. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know.
Yeah. It's always, like, I swear, it's the littler dogs, man.
Yeah.
Like, I am a firm believer, and you can definitely tell a big dog's body language way better than a smaller dog. Like, that's why I have labs with me. I have one literally right here next to me and one on the other side of my computer. I know exactly what they're doing. I know what they're wanting and what they're meaning with their barks. And it's them little ones, man. Every time I've been bit by a dog, you know, even just in life as a kid and everything, it has always been a small dog. The very first one being a Chihuahua. bit me right there in the lip.
My brother got bitten right there in the lip by our pug, and he had to go get plastic surgery and stuff to fix it. Like, yeah.
Yeah, mine wasn't that bad.
That's good. But, yeah. I had a decent week. Long days and stuff, and some curveballs. Like, they gave me a residential start out of nowhere. So that was cool. It's nice to do residential for me every once in a while. It gets me back in the groove of that, I guess.
Yeah, put you in that different mindset, because, you know, you're commercial tech. It's just, you know, the very, this is what I do, step, 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 go, go, go. Yeah. Or residential puts you in a completely different mindset.
Yeah.
Because we do a little bit of both. So, yeah, it's like I have to, like, change what I'm doing. So yeah, I can imagine, like, you haven't done it in like what, a year and a half for the most part.
It will, and like here or there they'll throw me one here or there, like if especially if it's my Saturday to work, they'll just dish me whatever. But
yeah
it's it is nice doing residential though too sometimes, because you feel appreciated a lot because it's somebody's home. Sometimes commercial can be that appreciative too, especially for apartment complexes and landlords and stuff. That can, you know, but it's nice. It was nice. But the week itself was all right. I'm glad it's my day off now. Yes. I'm sad tomorrow's Monday.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, ugh.
I don't wanna. But
yeah. Next week shouldn't be too hard for me either though.
That's good.
We'll see what it brings.
Exactly.
This episode, we asked everybody that we could what they like to wear or prefer for work wear. If you can make the choice. I know not everybody can, as Jenny cannot make her choices in everything that she wears.
Right.
But we got some ideas. We didn't get a whole lot, but we will work with what we did get. Yes. I personally, obviously, I can pick what I'm going to wear. Jenny, on the other hand, I mean, can you even pick your own pants, or do they give you those too?
They give those to me too, but I actually really like the pants they supply now. When I first started, I hated them. They were like men's slacks, and they had no give to them or whatever, but they recently did an overhaul on our uniforms and stuff. Obviously, I'm disliking the color of the shirts, but I mean, there's no getting around that. But
yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is. But for the most part, I really do appreciate my employer because they provide really good stuff. Like, my boots are awesome. They give them to me. When they wear out, I just go up to my boss and be like, hey, look how bad these are. Order me boots. And he'll order me boots. The pants have really good flexibility, good pockets, and all that good stuff. But so, yeah, I have to, and the boots, we have to wear their mandated boots because they want to, especially me being commercial, steel toe, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But on the topic of big box or company, whatever, it's been very funny lately on social media how people, especially in big pest control groups, will dog people who work for these big companies. They don't understand that, especially in my area, the company that I work for is the only one that can pay me a reasonable wage for having children and stuff. You know, if I could tomorrow go start my own thing and whatever, you know, it's for everybody, it's a process. And some people want to work for those companies forever, and that's okay for them. They still work in pest control.
Yeah.
So I don't know. People need to get off their high horse and, you know, so.
Yeah.
But off my soapbox on that one.
I will end that with, there are good techs and bad techs no matter what size the company is. It can be a two-man show. It can be a 2-million-man show. You're going to have good people and bad people. It's the person. It's the tech, not the company.
Absolutely.
People need to stop with this crap.
Yeah. And then I actually had a private conversation with somebody who was like, you know, don't meet your heroes because they'll disappoint you. And it's sad that somebody has to be disappointed because they feel looked down upon. And when you look down upon people like that in your industry, you're not going to be looked up to anymore. So,
no,
I mean, that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
But what kind of uniform do you like to wear, Candace?
Me and Brandon have different styles and pants. When he started, he was given, like the Dickey, I think they're like 535s or something. Mm-hmm. A little bit thicker of a slack. And he really liked them. And that's what he wears even now. He still wears Dickies. I wear like Wrangler ripstop, like cargo pants. Yes, they're men's pants. And that's the only thing I really hate about them. Because I have to wear a wider waist than I should. Or else they won't go up over my hips. So then I have to cinch the belt. And then I got the, you know, the wavy lines that pushing it. Yeah, it's a whole thing. Yeah. But for them to fit where they need to fit, the waist has to be bigger. So that freaking blows.
Yeah.
So yeah, but then like trying to find like durable women's pants has been a pain in the ass that aren't like $90 and I don't know if they're going to work or not.
Right.
It's like, I don't want to try. That's why I'm like constantly like in our Pestrogen group, I'm like, hey, what are some of these pants that you women wear? So like, help me out here. Have you tried these? Do these work well? What about these ones? Because it's like, I'd rather have an opinion from an actual tech that's out there instead of just, oh, these are good work pants for the woman in construction. Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
You're not doing the same shit that I'm doing, though. So,
yes.
We wear red cap button-up shirts. A lot of people, I know when they start their own, they won't do button-ups because it's like, oh, it's too formal. I like it. I think because it looks a little bit formal, we always have tucked in shirts. Even we even make our kids tuck their shirts in when they come work with us. They have red cap shirts as well. We have black shirts and we have gray shirts for when it's a little bit hotter in the summer here, because you start sweating in them black ones and they are pretty breathable, but I mean, it's a black shirt.
Yeah.
And they are long sleeve. While we're not spraying, we will like roll the sleeve up just, you know, get that breeze on your arm. But, yeah, spray time, unroll it, button it up. You're good to go. You don't have to worry about anything.
Right.
And I know, like I saw Jasmine's things about the spray sleeves that she wears. That's a really cool idea.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's not a bad idea. And I know a lot of people will wear t-shirts and then like throw, you know, a long sleeve shirt on over the top of it or whatever to go spray. However it works for you. Like,
yeah,
to each their own. We also wear hats, just baseball caps, you know. A lot of it's just keep the sun out of your face. Or, you know, stop the spider web from being, well, especially in my ball of hair back here. And like, watching Brandon come out of a crawl space with his hat covered in cobweb, I'm like, that would be really bad in your hair. Because we, like, buzz hair, you know. Not bick it, but buzz it.
Yeah.
It would be all kinds of stuck in his hair. It's like Velcro at that point. So, but yeah, it's like, and we, you know, we have whatever belt works. He has a leather belt. I have one of the ratchet belts because they just fit better. It's not like, you know, it's either here or here, but I'm sized right here. So I just use a ratchet belt. It works. I like it. Yeah. We both wear Keen boots, different styles of the boots. We do have one pair that's the same style, but it's just whatever we're comfortable in for the most part. And I know like when we do eventually maybe, hire somebody, we're going to provide the shirts for them and the pants. I don't care. Wear what you're comfortable in. If you want to wear jeans, as long as they're nice looking jeans for me, I don't care. I'm going to want, you know, the button up shirt, have it tucked in, wear your hat. I'll provide your boots too, because boots are kind of a necessity in this.
Right.
Like, we wear steel toes. We don't have to, because even our commercial ones, we don't have like any commercial kitchens or like warehouses or anything like that. So we don't have to, but we do anyways, just because, well, you drop shit all the time in this job. I would rather, and actually I think majority of my shoes are carbon toes instead of steel, but whatever.
Yeah. Still good safety. Enough. Right.
Yes, it's still safety toe.
My previous employer, I was allowed to purchase my own pants, and I did the women's 5'11 tacticals. They were $80 a pair. Okay. I liked them. I liked them because of all the pockets, right? But the inner thighs would wear out really bad and I'd get holes. And then I didn't even realize until I got better pants that my range of motion was being restricted when I bent down. And now I have to go to physical therapy that I went so long. Yeah, I went so long not bending down correctly that I have a misalignment. And now that I have nice flexible pants from my current employer, when I bend down, my right heel kicks up and I've got like a weird tightness from my hip to my, what's that called? The muscle under your leg by your knee. But yeah, so I've got something going on.
Oh, your hamstring?
Yeah, my hamstring. So it's like a whole weird tightness on my right side. And I think it's because I was bending down awkwardly because I didn't have that range of motion. And I figured it out because I didn't do laundry one day and I wore my old 5'11 pants and I went to crouch down at a tin cat like I usually do and I couldn't. And I was like, oh,
ooh,
ouch. Hmm. Yeah. So range of motion is super important. That's why there was the one guy that commented in one group and in Pest Control Humor Depot talking about, I'm going to commercial, you know, how do you guys deal with bending down at tin cats and stuff? And I made the comment, the serious comment in one group and the jokey comment in PCHD,
I remember it. I don't remember what it was.
Doing the ass formations for a perfect squat.
Yeah. There you go.
So it's important to do a good squat. So having pants that work correctly is super important.
That allow you to do your good squat.
Yeah.
But that is good to know about the 5'11s, because I was totally thinking about getting a pair, but...
They look nice.
I have
echo
thighs like you.
Yep.
And they're going to just rub, and that's going to drive me insane. Because I have a pair of men's pants, but they're a little bit thinner, which I was wearing them during the summer. And yeah, like after like a week and a half of wearing them, I'm going, what the hell? It's like already coming fibrous. And I'm going, these ain't going to last.
Yeah.
Super.
I like the way they look on me. Like, they're real shapely women-wise, women ones. And all the pockets and stuff. You look badass. But, yeah, they don't last.
Yeah,
and they don't got
good give.
That's
what I'm worried about. Like, I think it was those True Works ones that I asked about last time. Because they have, like, the flexibility. They have the four-way flexibility in them and stuff. And that's why I was wondering about those, if they're going to rub out in the thighs. That's why I was wondering if anybody's worn them or not.
Yep. Yeah.
Ugh. Damn.
Yep. Growing up in the 90s with a mom that was a baby boomer, I was always given the Richard Simmons bicycle shorts to wear, like, under skirts and stuff for that thigh rub.
Oh, yeah.
So, I still wear bicycle shorts under my work pants sometimes just to help with that fire going on.
Oh, yeah. Baby powder, cornstarch.
Yeah,
all the fun stuff.
The Tales from the Crawl Space poontsie. But for the thighs.
Yeah.
Thick.
Oh, God. It's thick-wid.
Yes. Aunt Babe, thick-wid is not,
thick-wid.
Not recommended for this kind of thick.
No, I think it'll be a little too sticky.
Too sticky, yes.
Oh, gosh. So, like, do you have a specific belt that you like, or do you wear a belt?
They now have a mandated belt I have to wear. My current company, it works. When they first gave them to us, I couldn't figure it out. It's got like a little weird clip on it to like let loosen it.
And I remember when you got that.
Yeah, I'm in our group chat like, oh, I have to pee. Someone help. Please, I'm going to piss myself.
That's how I was with my ratchet one. Because it's like, I put it on, I'm like, oh, okay. And I couldn't, because it's like the release is underneath it, and I couldn't figure out if you had to like pull it out or push it in. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
That's how this one is too. Yeah.
Yeah, finally here. Yeah, there you go. There's.
Yeah, yes, it's that. Yes.
Yeah, see, so you have to pull up on it.
Yep.
You have to pull up on it. And I was like pushing it down. And I'm like, oh my God, it's fucking stuck. I'm going to pee.
Help.
Yeah, so it's just like, that's where it just ratchets in.
Yep.
Yeah, I love these. Because you can just them, like, where you want it to go. Yeah, see, mine's just a Dickies one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Eh,
whatever. But yeah, but, like, I noticed that mine started to bow in the back from how my pants sit. So, since I can take the belt clip off, I just flip my belt around and put it back on. And then it straightened it back out for the most part. It doesn't. It
there
was like a huge bow in it. And I'm like, uh-oh.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's before I had a mandated belt. I would do the loop ones where you could just pull it, kind of like that, but it's just the little loops. I forget what that's called, but
yeah, I have somewhere like an elastic one too.
Yeah.
So it like stretches out farther so you can really get it tight on you. But if you're not paying attention, you do it too tight, it starts to cinch in farther and you're like, ugh.
Help.
You're like, I can't breathe. Ooh, hold on.
Yeah. No.
Oh, I've done that to myself. And then I'm like driving down the road going, bleh.
Yep. Nothing is worse than wearing work clothes that are too tight.
Yes.
That is awful.
Yes. Prior to breaking my foot, I had lost a bunch of weight, so I had to start sizing down my pants, and then I broke my foot and had to sit for a month and a half, and I went to go put on my smaller pants and was, like, driving going, they're just digging right into me.
Yeah.
I'm going, okay, I can't wear these right now.
Yep. When we went to Cheese Stock, when me, you, Brandon, and Jack went out on the town, I had brought a pair of jeans that were, like, from 20-year-old me. And I was just like the whole time like, someone help.
I remember you're like, do these look too tight? And I'm like, they don't, but you look like they're on too tight.
Yeah.
Put on something comfortable.
Nothing's
worse than being uncomfortable in your own clothing.
No, you should never have to scream help with just wearing clothes.
No. Unless you can't figure out your belt. And
yeah.
You have to pee.
Yeah. I was close to pulling out my pocket knife and going to town.
Oh, God, I remember that.
Messaging
like, I can't figure it out.
Yeah. Messaging my service manager, like, hey, I need a new belt tomorrow.
Mine broke. Snagged on something.
Some wild, crazy midget came out with a knife. Not meaning me, of course.
No, different one completely. But on PCHD we did have one guy that said that he likes groove belts, and from what he posted it looks like one of these could be completely different, but it is actually the brand name of it. It is a groove belt.
Oh.
Yeah, he said it has a lifetime warranty on him. He's tried all types of belts and this one is easy to ride all day in the truck. And he also likes to use the Ridge wallets, which I can understand for guys. Nice thin wallet so you're not having that sideways sit, which ends up messing up your back and hips. And he said he also likes the cooling boxers by Duluth and anti-monkey butt powder to help with that swamp ass and heat between the thighs. Yes, TMI.
That's not
TMI. We all have to deal with it, man. And if you, as Jack calls it, swass, if you don't have to deal with it, hey, man, give out all the freaking options on how to fix it, because it's gross. Nobody wants to smell that way. Nobody wants to feel that way.
No.
You get out of your truck or car or anything and you're like, ugh.
Yeah. It's awful.
It's the worst. Because especially if you know you have to go talk to somebody and be up close and personal, you're going, God, can they smell me? Because, you know, you might not be able to smell you anymore, but they might be able to.
Yes, right. Charlotte, she mentioned Carhartts all the way for pants, no question, especially for anyone who does rig work, which I love Carhartt as a brand. I have one of the... You guys will notice me in the winter, me posting pictures of me in my big Carhartt jumpsuit thing that my pa gave me last year. I have not tried their pants, though. I definitely want to try them.
I know I got Jude a pair of Carhartt pants for work. He's worn them a few times. He doesn't like them because they're not baggy enough for him. So, but they're especially in his new phase. They seem durable enough. Like, they're nice and thick. So, I could see that working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then, once again, it's like, you gotta have that thickness, but also the flexibility in them.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Especially for men's pants to flex correctly for a woman's body.
Yes.
It's hard to find. Hard to find. I wear Wrangler, I think they're like Ridgework or Ripstop, whatever. They, you know, they got like the pockets in the thighs, nice big pockets, you know, up at my hips. I got my phone pocket. I got their, the pockets in the thighs are Velcro, which usually the Velcro ends up ripping off because I open and close it all the damn time. Whatever. I don't care. It's, and it's got like the reinforced belt loop on my right hip where I'll hang my drill off of, because I got the little hook on my drill to hang it upside down.
Oh, that's
cool. Hang my drill off of that. It stays up perfectly. Mm-hmm. Doesn't drag my pants down right there. I like them. Brandon has a few pairs as well. He wears them randomly. Like, if he knows he's going to be doing a lot of crawling, because like they're a little bit thicker than his Dickies and stuff. But if he knows he's doing a lot of climbing, he wants to be in his Dickies and, and his climbing boots. They're just a better pair of his boots that he likes. And then he has his, he has a real heavy pair. And they're all Keen boots. That's what we wear. Even the kids have Keens. I can't remember which like style that he has, but they're like super, like they just look huge. But he wears those when he knows he's going to be doing a lot of walking. I think it's because they're just more padded for him or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, he's got climbing boots, he's got his walking boots, he's whatever, whatever. He's got like five different pairs of boots. And he cycles through them all, so it's great.
That's, I wore Keen boot, they weren't boots, they were like the steel-toed tennis shoe boot kind of thing.
Yeah.
For when I worked in manufacturing, and I really liked them. I have the issue where I have super duper duper wide feet. Like, I have little feet because I'm short, but they're, I call them, and I've always called them my whole life, duck feet, because they look, they're just wide. But now that, nowadays, I more so call them hobbit feet, but the, my current employer does not offer double wides. And a lot of things and places do not offer double wides, but I need a wide toe box, and the boots they do supply for me do squish my toesies, and that sucks.
Yeah, I don't technically need to wear a wide for my foot, but I get a wide for the toe box. And it's not that my toes need it per se, but I want to be able to wiggle my toes.
Yes.
Like, I, my very first pair of Keens, I just got in regular, and they were okay. But it's like trying to move my toes inside of them, I'm like,
yeah.
And then after breaking my foot, because I broke my pinky toe, like, way down towards my ankle. But my toe next to it, actually, because it used to be kind of, you know, curled up a little bit like this. Now it's straight. Don't ask me why. But, like, it will just, like, drive me insane sometimes. Because it'll feel like it's constantly pushing at the end of my boot. And I'm going, what the hell?
Right.
Why is my toe, the wrong toe, messed up?
Right.
And oh, I think it's from having to wear the walking boot. It flattened my toe out or something. I don't know. It was weird. It's stupid. I hate it.
Yes. Yes. I did those five-finger toe shoes. I don't know if you've seen those, where they're like toe socks, but shoes, which are great. I did not do them for pest control, obviously, because they're, because they're like mesh. But the only problem I had with them was that they do absorb moisture. So that's like, you know, But it was nice being able to wiggle my toesies.
Yeah. See, that's like, I have to be able to move my toes. Like, if I can't, I'm just not happy.
Yeah.
Like I think it was Sue Ann that said that she prefers to just be barefoot. But obviously, we can't do that in this industry.
Yes. Yeah.
So, I'm totally with her. Like, as soon as, like, warm weather comes, I am in my slides, flip-flops, anything. Obviously, not at work. But, you know, as soon as I get home, it's like, boots off, socks off, slides on. There we go.
Yes.
It's like, I would rather be barefoot, but obviously we can't. Because it's like, you're barefoot or you're in your slides or flip-flops, you have all that wiggle room for your toes.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, it's just pet peeve. Like, if I can't move my toes, I am so pissed.
Yeah.
I'm just pissed.
Yep.
I did notice a few of the women on Pestrogen said that they wear sports bras. Now, I have never had a luck, had any kind of luck with sports bras. Maybe I just picked the wrong kind, but I swear they always end up, because like one of them said they don't even smush the girls down, but I always end up with, as I call, uniboob, where they just slide together and then you're like,
yeah, and it gets sweaty and it's, yeah, It's not flattering. Not that we need to be flattering at work or anything, but...
Yeah, but you still want to look nice.
Getting your boobies squished to all... it's not.
Or just having them just, like, one boob in the middle of your chest.
Right.
Nobody wants that. It's annoying.
No, yes.
Whether it looks good or not, I don't care. I don't feel good about it.
No.
But I saw numerous ladies say in sports bras, we had like the Skechers sports bra, which I might have to, I like Skechers. And yeah, there was a few of them that said sports bras and I'm going, might have to look into that again.
I have one sports bra that I wear for exercising, like if I'm going to be jumping, running or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it does squish them and hold them, but it does keep them separated, but it's tight.
Yeah.
So that you can exercise without getting smacked in the face. You know what I mean? But I don't want to wear that at work, being squished all day. That sounds like you're binding or something, you know?
That could be like, because I know they have like low, not support, but we'll just use support low, medium, and high.
Yeah.
Like, to keep them at you. So like running, obviously you're going to need more support. So you're not getting smacked in the face. But if you're just doing like a nice walk or something, you don't need all that extra support. So maybe yours is more geared for like the firm support as opposed to get like the same brand and everything, but try to find it in like a lighter support.
Yeah. Maybe.
Because if they can keep the girls separated, but not be so fucking binding to you.
Yeah.
Because if you're not in a comfortable bra, you're just not happy because you constantly have to readjust and move it down. And
yep.
It's about the most annoying thing in the fucking world.
Yes, it really is. And it's like uncomfortable, like guys constantly adjusting their junk or their balls in public. You know, it's like nobody wants to see them there.
Yeah, the unfortunate, like we actually have to physically like adjust with our hands. Dudes can do like the little sidestep thing and we can't do that.
Dead. Little tango. That's great. But my adoptive mom recently told me that Lane Bryant is a really great place to go to for bras. I've never been there for bras, and I'm going to go eventually. If you're in their size range.
Yeah.
But, I definitely want to try that out because I don't know. I go to Walmart. I guess I'm ring-a-ling, ding, 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 ding. I don't know. I go to Walmart.
I don't know. I just need something to hold them.
Exactly.
And then hold them well enough that when I lean forward, they don't slide out of the cup and then get uniboob again.
Right. Or, yeah. Some,
you know, when you kind of like just like slouch and then the cup pops open and you're like, oh, okay. That's great.
Right. Some Gretchen Wilson shit of I go to Walmart for my lingerie. I don't need to spend $1 million to make my man happy. You know,
exactly.
Fuck it.
You're going to get ripped off anyways.
Exactly.
Okay, what else did we get? I noticed that a lot of women are saying that they wear men's cotton boxers so they don't get any chafing or weird wedgies.
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. I recently switched to Hanes, women's Hanes, and it's the boy shorts. But they had women's hangs, like boxer briefs, essentially, but they're women's. So it didn't have the weird space in the junk area.
Yeah, that we don't need.
I didn't get those, but next time I go, I'm getting those because the boxer or the boy shorts that I got, they're all right, but they do sometimes like right up the cheeks. And I almost want that extra material to go down my thighs a little bit.
Yeah, that's like, I changed brands of underwear. I can't even remember what the hell they were, but just to try to get them like more breathable.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some, they worked great. I got another pack of them and they sit and they're like the exact same cut and everything, which I don't remember which cut they are, but whatever. But the second pack that I bought, they sit so stupid on my ass. That's like, as soon as I start to walk, they're like, yank. And I'm like,
yeah.
Great. And they said, I can't tell which ones are the good ones and which ones are the bad ones until they're on and I'm walking. And I'm like, that sucks. Yay.
Yeah. Right. My daughter is officially of age where everyone in the house can't tell our laundry apart from each other.
Uh-oh.
So the other day, I accidentally wore a pair of her socks to work because we both wear black socks, and they kept riding down my heel and stuff. And now I'm like, oh no, I'm having teenage girls that are going to be taller than me. So all of our clothes are going to look similar.
Oh yeah.
It's going to be so annoying.
I've lucked out with the sock department. Me and Brandon like to wear the Walmart and One socks. Because they're not too thick, they're not too thin, but that like support that goes around like your arch, I love it. They've been the best socks. So we just constantly buy those. My kids don't really care about them. Kyra likes either ankles or no-shows, which we don't wear. And then Jude is on his Nike kick right now. And I don't wear any Nike socks. So socks have been no problem for us.
That's awesome.
I mean, like I said, me and Brandon will wear the same damn socks. It's one sock drawer. I don't give a shit. I will wear men's socks. They're socks. I don't give a... Like, what's the difference? It's a pair of socks.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I remember when Kyra was a little bit younger, we were constantly getting our underwear mixed up. Now Kyra has moved to, like, the boxers and stuff. Just more comfortable for him. Okay, that's fine. I don't care. Jude and Brandon are starting to get closer in size to boxers, so I always make sure that they have different brands.
Like, yep.
Brandon wears And One and Hanes. Jude has, well, he wears PSD now, and, he has, like, some Reebok ones and other random ones like that. But I will not get them the same brand of boxers because I don't want to mix them up
at all. Yep. It's very annoying.
Oh, yeah. I know. And then Jude has this, you can't wear another man's boxers. I mean, if they're clean, does it matter? Yes, it's gross. Okay.
It's family.
Whatever, dude.
Right. Another person said the Carhartt pants or Wrangler, which you wear Wrangler, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Timberland boots. I did have one pair of Timberland boots through my current employer. I loved the way they felt on my feet, but they wore out pretty quick and they're expensive. So when I came to my employer and said, all right, I need a new pair of boots. He was like, fuck that. I ain't ordering those again, because he was hoping they would last longer.
Yeah.
So I'm sad he didn't order them again, but I get it. It's probably twice the price range of what he gets me now. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
What brand do you guys wear now, if you're allowed to say?
I forget. It's an emblem with a wolf on it. I forget. Mm.
I know what you're talking about, and I can't remember the brand either. But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They're all right, and he gets me the wides, but I need, like, a double wide or something, because I am getting some, like, weird calluses from my toes being squished. And I'm like, hey, I need, like, wider. And he's like, they don't come in wider. Here you go. And I'm like...
You get wide, not wider.
But hobbits...
My poor little hobbit toes.
I need to frolic in the woodlands barefooted.
Right?
It's not fair.
It's always like people are always asking what kind of boots, like in all the pest groups.
Yeah.
And everybody always has their preference. Lots of people say oh my god, like the Timberlands. Some people say Keens, and then you have, like, the, oh my god, I can't think of, like, that main company. Whatever. But there's it's always, like, the toss-up between all of them on what's the best to wear. And it's literally going to be a personal preference. Unfortunately, it really sucks because boots are so damn expensive.
Yeah.
What I do like about Keens is I got a pair, because I have to order them online. I don't have a Keens shop around me.
Right.
So I ordered them online. They were great. They kind of, like, once they were on and my pants were over them, they almost looked like tennis shoes, but they were boots. Mm-hmm. But one day of work, and I was even working, like, in the grass and shit. One day of work, the toe, like, completely rubbed off, and you could see the carbon fiber toe underneath it. after one day. And I'm going, excuse you, what? So I, you know, messaged Keen and was like, this is stupid. I need a refund. This isn't going to work. And they instantly gave me one. They had no problem. But Keen does have like a 30-day, like, wear them and see if you like them thing. So, you know, you could try like this different style or whatever. And, you know, they don't fit right. They fit too big. I don't like, you know, a 6-inch boot. I want an 8-inch boot or whatever, whatever, whatever. And then just, you know, send them back to them, and they will. They will give, like, refund you your money for them, like, really no questions asked. So I really do enjoy about them.
That is awesome. Yeah. I did enjoy Keen when I wore them in manufacturing, so.
And I do like that they make, like, tennis shoes and sandals. Like, I had a pair of flip-flop Keen sandals mm-hmm. that were just the fucking coolest. I loved them. Because you had, like, the normal one that went between your toes, but then like where those met at the shoe also had a strap that went over it that you could adjust for the tightness.
Oh, that's cool.
So it almost made like a triangle on your foot. And I actually have a picture of my foot being out in the sun that I have a perfect sunburn on my foot of a triangle. I'm like, oh, whoops.
Oh, whoops.
Okay. Who else do we got here? We had one, let's see. Oh, the Duluth Dry on the Fly pants. They're lightweight and very stretchy. Might have to look into those. running girl molded cup sports bras from Amazon. They don't squish the girls, but still super supportive and comfortable. That's the one that I was thinking of. The Ariat boots are the only true waterproof ones that she's found. And I love Wello socks. If you need compression socks like I do, they're the best. My feet don't sweat near as much as with others. For undies, Warner's Blissful Benefits breathable microfiber. No swamp ass here. Always wear a bra liner to absorb that sweat. I've heard of like the bra liners like when you're nursing.
Oh yeah.
I've heard of those. I've heard of people using panty liners. Like, mm-hmm. on the inside, like, at the underneath to help absorb sweat. Understandable.
Right.
Hell, I've heard of people putting them, like, on the armpits of their shirts. So you don't get, like, that sweat stain in your light-colored shirt. That it's, right. like, go to, like, raise your hand and look at something. And it's just as wet. And you're like, oh.
Yeah. Right.
Which happens to me. I am a sweater. I'm not a stinker, but I am a sweater.
Shoot.
So, yeah, I'm actually happy that when I lifted up my shirt, there was no snow. Well, I got a little bit right there.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't been too hot today, so that's good.
Yeah. I've got a backup deodorant in my truck because I am I am a stinker after, you know, after a couple hours of busting your ass, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, whoo.
Oh, I will be too. Like, I'm not saying that I don't ever smell. That belongs to Brandon, luckily enough for him. I'm not even joking. It's been, God, like 23 years that we've been together. I have smelled BO on that man one time. And that was after 3 days of him actively not wearing deodorant. And I had to like stick my nose in his armpit and barely got a faint smell of BO.
Dang.
Yeah. It's a genetic thing through his like mom's side of the family. Like his, grandmother on his mom's side doesn't have sweat glands. She does not sweat, which is awesome, but also a very scary thing, mm-hmm. especially since she was born and grew up in Oklahoma.
Right.
Yeah. He sweats. He just doesn't stink. And I think Kyra's the same way. I have never smelled BO on that kid. Jude, on the other hand, he gets his sweat glands from me. Sorry.
That's my husband went to the doctor and he's got overactive sweat glands and they were offering him all kinds of, there's like a, I don't think it was a surgery, but there was something they could do to minimize that for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, he'll sweat like crazy. Like freaking pulls of sweat down. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know I've heard of people doing that, like getting, like that surgery or whatever, like for the sweat glands on their feet. To make their feet not smell so bad.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never heard, like, I've heard of it. I've never actually, like, talked to somebody that's had it done. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm like, that's kind of cool, but kind of creepy all at the same time. I don't want surgery on my feet.
No. Yeah.
At all.
For, for him, they also offered like prescription strength deodorant and stuff like that. So, crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else did we get? Suanne says that she wears tactical pants now instead of cargos. And ladies boxers. And the sports bra, too. See, I swear to God, we're just going to have to go look at sports bras again.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We need to ask them in Pestrogen what kind.
Yes.
Because I've never had...
Yeah, well, we had the Skecher sports bra, and then the other one was the Running Girl molded cup sports bras from Amazon. Oh, she's looking for feedback on boots, because, well, she loves to be barefoot. Don't we all, babe?
Right.
Yeah, then I was not a big fan of boots when I first started wearing them, because I always wore, like, really, like, cute tennis shoes or, you know, sandals of some sort, and always pretty light shoes. Like, but now it's, like, the boots heavy, and I hated it when I first started wearing them. I made sure I got, like, the lowest height that I could, because I hated it on the back of my leg. Like, I felt like I couldn't walk normal. It's like, I'm like, this is weird. I don't like this. But now it's like, I swear to God, like, I go to reach for a pair of shoes to put on even when I'm not working, and it's my boots. And I'm like, whatever.
Right. Screw it. Yeah. Yep. Teresa mentioned redback boots. I've never heard of those.
I don't know either.
She said the tread is strong. 2 years. No issues, man. Have to check those out.
That's the boot brand that I was thinking of, was Red Wing.
Oh yeah, Red Wing.
I know, I'm like, oh my God, I know it starts with an R.
They never have my size.
Yeah, Brandon never had a pair of them with his first company that had like this ratchet screw on thing to tighten them. It was no strings, it was just and then you would pop it and then pull the tongue out and it would loosen them. They were really cool, but they did not last. Like, for crap, they did not last. So he was like, yeah, never mind. And then that's when he moved to Keene. And then that's what he's been with ever since.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's see. We got Columbia hiking pants. They're thin and comfortable. You got to watch out with the thin part, though. I mean, can't have them too thin.
Right.
Sports bra, again. Man, we really need to figure that part out. Damn.
We do. We need to jump on that bandwagon.
Right? Columbia Aruba women's pants, ripstop and fast drying. I love ripstop pants. I really do. Because they're just, they really do, like, I've snagged my pants on, like, rose bushes and sticker bushes and shit like that. And I've had, like, non-ripstop pants, and it'll put a hole in my pants. And I'm like, oh, fucking great. But, like, my ripstops, I get, like, a little snag in them, and that's it. Like, I just replaced a pair of my ripstops because I finally wore out the left knee. Because every time I check a station and stuff, it's always my left knee that goes down. Right. But it was, like, they're, like, 2 years old, and it wore out my left knee. Not my inner thighs, anything like that. Just my left knee, where it goes all the way through. And I'm like, oh, I probably shouldn't wear these anymore. I can see my skin.
Yeah. Yep.
What else? Yeah, we got the wicking underwear. Oh, and the fishing shirts. That's what I was thinking of when you were talking about the UV protection on shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Our fishing shirts. My friend, she's actually semi-allergic to the sun. Like, she can be out in it, but not for a long time. She will literally start to get hives. So she wears, like, men's fishing shirts. And as a joke for one of her birthdays, we bought her this wide-brimmed hat. And I mean, this thing is, like, wide-brimmed. She absolutely loves it. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the fishing shirts, because they have built-in UV protection. And they're, like, that stretchy material, kind of like how, like, kids' swim shirts are. Not so clingy tight. Or you can just get them a size bigger or something, too. But she loves them. And she never overheats or anything in them. But they offer that UV protection. So that's what I was thinking of for you. And I couldn't remember what the hell they were called. But yeah, they're fishing shirts.
Yes.
But yeah, they're long sleeve. Yeah. And yeah, they have built-in UV protection. I think you have to, like, wash them differently to keep that UV protection. I can't remember.
Okay.
Or maybe not dry them or dry them on a low heat. I can't remember. It's something weird.
That's Yeah. I get acne really bad. I'm in my 30s and I still get acne. And
oh, I just had one right here.
Yeah. I don't like to put crazy heavy oils on my skin because, yeah. So yeah. I started wearing a hat with a face shield that is like UV protection, but it's very breathable. I'm not afraid of the sun either. I understand we need vitamin D. I think it's great, but we work in the sun all day and like my face, you know, like mm-hmm. I'm going to start aging quicker because my face is getting freaking caked, you know? Yeah. So like, I love getting the sun on my skin. And then, you probably can't tell on camera, but I've got like a suntan line from like here down on my hand. Cause I'm always wearing long sleeves. Oh, so, yeah. I love the sun. I think it's great for your skin, but at the same time, if you're in it for 10 hours, yeah. it's not good. So yeah.
10 hours a day, 5 to 6 days a week.
Yeah. Especially like directly on just your face. Like, mm-hmm. come on now.
The other thing you got to look out for that a lot of people forget. And I do, but, is the tops of your ears.
Yes.
People who just wear like the baseball cap, your uh-huh. ears are sticking out all the time. You know, you'll yes. put your sunscreen on your face and, you know, oh, make sure you get your nose. The mm-hmm. tops of your ears. One of our locations hit their landscape guy literally had to get like melanoma taken off of the yes. top of both of his ears because of it. Because it was just like, they're just fried.
Yep.
Because you don't think about your goddamn ears. I don't uh-huh. think about my goddamn ears.
Right.
And you think I would because my hair is always back. My ears are always exposed besides obviously yeah. right now. But, you know, my hair is either, you know, back when I'm just doing me or it's back in inside of my hat when I'm working. So my ears are always out there. And I still don't think about I need to, you know, put something on my damn ears, even if it's just a little bit of that, you know, sunscreen, like just on the top of my damn ears.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's, when you're getting caked all day, that's, somebody saw the picture of me wearing my face thing and was like, you look like you're in Iran or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I look like I'm in the desert where they get cooked by the sun
all day long.
That's what I'm getting, you know, why I'm protecting myself. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I completely understand. It's like, mm-hmm. we don't get the sun a whole lot here. So when it does come out, I'm just like, oh, thank God. And then I'm going, oh shit, I should probably put something on. Cause yeah, I get the farmer's tan. You yep. kind of see it right there.
Yep. Every year. Yeah. yep.
Because like I said, when we're not spraying, we usually have our sleeves rolled up and I always roll mine to like right above my elbow. So yes. yes, you can see, and I haven't even gotten tanned yet this year. This is old tan.
Yep.
But yeah, and then it's always right here too.
Yep. That was a beautiful thing that Jasmine brought up recently is all the haters online too that are like, where's your PPE?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is she actively spraying? No. Then right? my Joan, she's obviously licensed. She knows what the fuck she's doing.
Yeah, like, chill the fuck out. And Brandon has taken a picture of me before where it's like, I go fill up my backpack, go and start doing my thing. I'll, like, spray the foundation and I'll, you know, do a window and I'll feel it hit my arm and I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, oh, shit. You know, it's, we're fucking human. We make a mistake. God damn, calm down.
Chill.
It's like, I get it, but chill. Calm down.
Yes.
Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Yep. I did see one video that was kind of cringe of a lady doing a termite treatment on a shed and was not wearing PPE while she was mixing. And that was kind of cringe because that's obviously a high impact moment.
Oh, yeah.
Probably, but at the same time, she's also human. Yes, yes. We're licensed. That's why, you know, we're, you know, but yes. don't crucify the person, like, for goodness sakes, like.
Like, damn, calm down. We have all made a mistake. I swear to God, even these, you know, heavenly, saintly people that, oh, where's your PPE? Oh, where's this? Oh, why are you doing that? Calm the fuck down. I am sure you have made a mistake, too. Just because, you know, it's not in a picture or a video or something doesn't mean jack shit. Yes. Calm down.
Yes, as long as we're not making a mistake that hurts someone. Leave us
or hurt yourself. Like, yes. Like I said, I have gotten my, you know, my drift or whatever onto my arm and I'm going, oh shit. Then no. I roll my sleeve down.
Yes.
A couple of speckles of a pesticide on my skin once in a while isn't going to frickin' kill me. Chill.
Yes. Yes. But, hey, what are you drinking tonight?
Tonight, well, right now, because it's not tonight yet for me.
Oh, yeah. For me,
it's,
it is.
It's not even 5 yet. Right now, I'm actually drinking a Monster. But I usually have something in my awesome Tony Spangler tumbler. I don't have my Pestrogen one with me. It was out of reach. But this one is of me and Jack. Oh, there we go. There's Jack. There's me. And then Jenny has the beautiful Paula. Love her to death. I love her.
Me too.
These are from SpanglerArt.com. As you can see, he can do AI-generated stuff. He can do actual photos. Even our Pestrogen ones are a little bit of both.
Yep. Yep.
They're awesome. They always come with the rubber bottom.
Yes.
No need to worry about it tipping over and, you know, sliding and spilling over. Awesome lids that come with them. Stainless steel straws. And straw cleaner. I love the straw cleaners. If you can think it, Tony is going to be able to make it for you. Even if you give him a picture, just tell him the idea of the picture. Him and Leanne both are awesome. And he will work with you. If you don't like the picture, let him know. Hey, can we change this up a little bit? What about that? Blah, blah, blah. Tony's a good dude. He'll handle it with you. And I'll find it all of it on SpanglerArt.com. You can find all of Leanne's stuff too. She does the cutest things. I'm going to have to order something from her here soon. I swear to God. I keep looking at her. It's going, But SpanglerArt.com. Go there. Get your stuff. And stay hydrated. Stay cute. And stay you with SpanglerArt.com.
Yes. Man, I wish we had a picture of Russell Noball's recent cup. Because that thing
was so
amazing.
Cool. That was so cool.
Yes.
His kids are just the best. They're so cute.
I know. Amazing guy.
Getting achievements after achievements. You see all that crap lately?
Yeah.
Recently?
Yep. Yes. And he's been a previous guest on our lovely podcast.
Yay, Rachel.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
I love him.
I know.
He's a good guy.
Me too.
There we go. Columbia brand cargo fishing pants. That makes sense. I'm pretty sure they'd probably be at least a little bit water repellent. Mm-hmm. So many pocket, stretchy, thinner sweat wicking material. Well, there you go. I do get the elastic waistband ones that don't have a zipper for the legging feel. Mm-hmm. But the ones with zippers and buttons are a little more sturdy. My go-to boots are Timberlands. Nice.
Yeah. Yep.
A lot of people are definitely down with the moisture wicking underwear and pants.
I like cotton or underwear. I moisture wicking makes me stinky down there. I'm just stinky in general. Like even shirts.
Yeah.
The moisture wicking, it's like, all right, now the moisture is just like in there.
Chilling in my shirt.
Yeah. Whereas cotton kind of like absorbs it and then it like evaporates. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm with you, though. I'm definitely down with just, like, cotton underwear. It's always been the best for me, even younger, older. Like, I know, like, you go through that phase where it's, like, you want to wear all, like, the cutesy undies and stuff like that. But it's, like, they're all silk and stuff like that. It is so not good for your
ladies stuff. Yeah, no.
It's not good.
No.
Every once in a while, you know, you want to feel sexy or whatever.
I was about to say, for a date night or something for a couple hours, cool.
But on the regular, especially in this job where you're sweating in every orifice that you didn't even know could sweat. Wear
crevices.
Cotton. If you are down with the moisture wicking and you like it, wear it. I'm not,
saying
to not do it, but that's just our preference. But yeah, I haven't done any moisture wicking underwear. I have had a moisture wicking shirt. And yeah, I'm just like, this
I don't
weird.
Like it. Yeah.
Like, it feels like it's wet all the time.
Yes. My
I don't
current
like it.
Employer gave me like undershirts.
Mm-hmm.
And they are like the weird. I like the moisture wicking long sleeve shirts if I wear a cotton shirt under it.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it gets stinky. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if that's a me thing, but...
I think Brandon had a moisture-wicking one with his first company, and I think he wore it once and was like, never again. I hate this thing. It feels weird. And while his rolling up his sleeves, he said they'd never rolled right, and there's like this big bundle that he hated. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like, so we just didn't worry about that when we did our shirts. They're, like I said, we do the red cap ones. They're pretty breathable. Even the black ones, like, I only get hot in them if the sun is beating dead on me. But they're the wind blows and you're just like, ah, nice.
Yeah. Nice breeze.
It is. It's nice. Because like, when I, brand new ones, I can hold up and see through them. Not terrible. But, you know, you can see that they breathe, which I enjoy. I need that.
Right.
Let's see. What else do we have? Yeah, we did that one. Oh, I haven't looked into it, but who was it? Oh, of course, I didn't get her name on there. The Beach Bum sunscreen for your face.
Okay.
I haven't looked into it.
I have some Beach Bum, too. Yeah.
Okay. Then she said, Loom for the naughty bitch. Chafing and heat rash sucks. Loom has been a game changer. I've heard about that. It's like that whole body deodorant.
Yeah, I've heard of it too. I have not tried it.
I haven't either. It's like, I'm very set in my ways. I'm 40. Like, I changed to Dove deodorant forever ago. And it was great for a while. But then it just seemed like it stopped working. So then it was a mixture of like BO and baby powder.
Yeah.
Which was not a good smell. So I just went back to Degree.
Yeah.
For women. I love it. Like, if it's on me, I don't stink. Mm-hmm. I use, you know, all the different smells of it and all the different, like, this one's 72 hour, which I never trust. I don't even trust 24 hour. It goes on at least once a day, if not more. And like you, I have the spare deodorant in my car. Brandon has one in his car. It's a whole thing. I do not want to smell.
Right. Yes. It's very embarrassing with clients when, yeah.
They walk out and they're like, ooh.
Right. I use Native deodorant, but the bar, and it works decent. I might have to reapply once during the day if I'm feeling, but I like it because the ingredients are a little bit better. There's no aluminum, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I'm just trying to be a little bit of ingredient conscience of what I'm using. I don't know.
Oh, no. No, it's completely understandable.
It's hello.
There's so much bullshit in everything. It's like, if you can kind of control some of it, this is a little bit under control. Even if it's just getting rid of, you know, two things that have extra ingredients. Okay. Like,
yeah. Stop drinking Mountain Dew, but you keep drinking Coke. It's a mess.
Yeah, the bad thing is I literally just bought a 12-pack of Mountain Dew and Coke.
I mean, I get it.
I don't drink it that. I like literally have like a soda a day, if that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say much since I'm sitting here drinking a Monster.
Right. Yep.
But
I feel.
And I'm trying to drop those to just one a day. Sometimes it's two.
Yeah.
But most of the time, like, I bring one with me to work. Once it's gone, it's gone. And then bust out the Life water and drink that.
Yes.
Or coffee.
Yes.
But once the coffee's gone from home, it's gone. I try not to go buy coffee.
Mm-hmm.
There's not really much that I enjoy with bought coffee anymore. Because, like, most of it is just, like, dessert and cup. So it's like,
I don't really
want this.
Yeah. So
I just drink the coffee at home out of my Keurig and call it good.
What are we doing next week? Is it our Tales from the Crawl Space?
It is. Yes, we are going to have Jack and Brad on for us, since we were on with them just a few days ago. But it's going to be our crossover episode, so everybody who hasn't listened to Tales from the Crawl Space, go listen. You'll get to meet them as well. Amazing guys. They are cheese dads and cheese brothers.
Yes.
Love them to death. Two amazing guys. Both of us met both of them during Cheese Stock, even though Jenny lives so goddamn close to Brad.
Right?
God, like, I'm like, dude, if I could just drive there, I would be in heaven. I'd be like, hey, we're coming over. You making some good food? Let's go.
No, I told him that even though we're doing a cheese stock all the way out and whatever, we need to do a cheese stock for us local because we got Josh, we got Schultz, and, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of people close over there.
I live in vicinity of some great cheese bags.
You do. Crazy. And of course, I'm just way off in fucking La La Land over here. I'm like, damn, man. Yeah, I think, like, my closest ones that I can think of off the top of my head would be, like, Candace Renee, yeah. Russell, and Paula.
And that's still very far away. That's still far away. Say, like...
I know we have some, like, up in Washington. I know we have some in Oregon, but I just don't know them.
Right.
To, you know, put it at that point, but it's like, well, damn.
Right? You should get to know them and do a local cheese bag thing. Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a few people talk about, like, you know, companies in Portland and whatever, and I'm like, hey!
What's up?
Well, Russell actually grew up in Eugene, Oregon, which is, like, 2 hours away from me. I'm like, hey! Come fucking back!
Right.
He's like, well, my mom still lives there. Well, good. Come visit your mom.
Right. Come visit me. Oh, that would be so cute.
That'd be great. No, I told him if he ever does come to Eugene to let me know. I said, I'll fucking drive up there. I don't care.
Yeah. That's
close. We do it every now and then because it's, you know, the big city. It has just more stuff to do.
Right. Yeah.
There's nothing here to do. And they're like, it's a tourist town. With what? The beach? Yeah. That's it. I mean.
Right.
There's not really any, like, cool shops or anything. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. We're going off topic completely.
Yeah. I feel it. I work an hour away from home because I have to travel to a big city. So, yeah. I feel it.
Oh, yeah.
But, yes. So, that's what we're doing next week.
Yes. Oh, and we will have a special surprise for Jack that he won't know about until he listens to the episode.
Yes.
Well, it'll be for Brad, too.
Yes. Stay tuned.
Yes. But yeah, so we got our cheesebag brothers next week with us. And yeah, I think we did a good one. We kind of went off topic a few times, but we had to fill in some space. And it was fun. This is what this is. It's fun.
We had a blast. Yes.
Always.
I loved spending Mother's Day with you, Candace.
I'm happy I could do it with you, too. Especially since I can't actually be there with you.
Yes.
I love you to death. I'm not taking that flight all the time, though.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I'm sure you were, you were quite jet-lagged for cheese stock.
Yes, especially the very first day. Oh, my God. Like, Jack picked us up. We went and got some breakfast. We tried to check in early, but our rooms weren't ready. But we did get an earlier check-in. And then once we got checked in, we set an alarm. And I don't even remember what time we set the alarm for. And you could literally see from our hotel door to the bed was just a string of clothes. And so we hit the bed and we were out.
Gone.
Because, we were on the red eye and then had to change. Oh, God, it was horrid. Yeah. It was horrid, but it was fun in the end, so.
Yes, exactly. Well, we thank you for listening to Pestrogen Podcast, and I think that's it for today's episode.
It is.
So stay cute, stay weird, and always go out kicking ass.
Yeah.
Bye. See you next week.
Bye.